KISU-FM, Mackenzie Young. Across the studio from me, I am joined with Travis W. Hopkins, the president of the board of directors from Westside Players. It's been a long time, Travis. We didn't meet in April because you had to cancel your April show. Can you fill us in with what's going to be going on at Westside Players?
Yes, for the first time in our 34-year history, we had to entirely cancel a show. We've postponed shows before due to actor family emergencies. We've closed and reopened a show, but we have never actually outright had to cancel a show.
It takes a global pandemic to close a show at the theater after 34 years. I'd say that's a pretty good run, Travis. Can you describe to us what your role is at Westside Players, please?
I am the president of the board of directors, which means I basically oversee the board of directors, and overall I help guide the business end of things toward what we're looking to achieve, which is basically entertaining Pocatello.
Mm-hmm. And this is all volunteer?
It is. We are 100% volunteer. We are a 501c3 nonprofit and have been since 1995. The organization originally started as a for-profit enterprise, but quickly learned that it's hard to make money on theater in a rural area.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of money, what kind of things does Westside get money from?
Our ticket sales, obviously. Donations from sometimes corporate sponsors and usually our patrons will give us donations to sponsor the shows. We also apply for grants when we can. However, grants are a little fickle as they don't like you using grant money for production. They would rather see you use grant money on brick and mortar. It's very hard to find grants for operational costs.
Mm-hmm. And in the past, you've used grants to get lighting and food warmers for your dinner service?
Yes. Over the years, our grants have provided us new flooring in our lobby, like you said, a buffet table, new lighting system, flower bed on our north side. They've provided us an art wall in our lobby.
Great. What's happening next?
We just kept our eyes on the news until the Idaho Rebounds was announced, and then we looked at the stages of the plan, and we realized we would be able to indeed open our July production. So that is going to open on schedule, and that is Tally's Folly by Langford Wilson. It's directed by Dr. Jackie Sierpinski, starring Ted and Trina Bondman, who are a married couple, so it will be an interesting dynamic.
Well, and how convenient that they get to rehearse at home.
It was very convenient, actually, because several phone calls between myself and the director, because this is a show with only two people in it, it's a very small space, and there are some scenes where they are in close proximity, hugging, peck on the cheek kind of thing. Having a married couple helped enormously.
What kind of things can patrons expect?
In order to maintain the social distancing, we have had to eliminate some seating. So we've reduced our regular number of seats by about 50 and removed a few tables so we can space people approximately 6 feet apart. This means that we won't be doing reserved seating as we have in the past. What will happen is one of our box office volunteers will contact you if you've purchased tickets or if you purchase tickets and arrange for seating under the new seating chart. We will, of course, be donning face masks. We will be not using the warming tray buffet this time. We will be bringing the dinner to the shows. We are also going to continue our bar service, but only as a table service. We're asking patrons to come in. We will seat them, and then we're asking them to stay seated as much as possible.
And masks are encouraged for patrons, but not required?
We are not requiring them. We will have a supply, too, if patrons arrive and decide, well, maybe I'm not comfortable, I'd like a mask. We will have some for them to use, disposable masks.
Mm-hmm. Will there be any lobby art then?
Actually, the director is also the one who does our lobby, and she is going to do a display of World War II uniforms from our costume store because we have a number of vintage uniforms that were donated to us. That's going to be in half the lobby. The other half will actually be set up to resemble a 1940-style living space.
How can people find out more information about Westside Players or contact you to get tickets?
www.westsideplayers.org and our Facebook page, Westside Players Pocatello, or via our voicemail if you just call the theater at 208-234-2654. So we've got a number of ways to contact us, and we will respond as quickly as we can. We're a little I don't want to say we're overbooked at the moment, but some of our board are, they have underlying health issues, so they are not comfortable coming in yet. So mm-hmm. I've lost about half of my volunteer staff. So we're doing our best, trying to get everything ready. So we will get back to people, but it may take us a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. And if people do want to volunteer, if they're comfortable with that at this moment, or to make donations, they can use any of those methods to contact you. And
absolutely. We would love to have volunteers. We always love to have volunteers. And a lot of people think, well, you know, I'm not comfortable getting on stage. We have so many jobs that need to be done backstage, offstage. You know, we have an entire theater to run.
And they can gain some knowledge at the same time if they're new to the field.
Yes. The best thing that was ever said to me by another president of a different nonprofit theater association, she said, I feel that our theater is here to teach people theater from the bottom up. And I said, that is a perfect way to look at most community and nonprofit community theaters, is that's what we're there for. You don't have to walk in with all the knowledge in the world. You just have to walk in with an interest.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yep.
Is there anything else?
This show will start July 10th, and it will play for the last three Fridays and Saturdays in July.
KISU-FM, Mackenzie Young, joined with Travis W. Hopkins, president of the board of directors from Westside Players, talking about their July show. More at westsideplayers.org.